I'm interested in the language of music. And I think that's a lot when we talk about language, and that was really interesting to me, the Raven, you talking about language and when it's used for deception, how it actually destroys communication and destroys the language. And it's interesting that musicians have this magic to them, because I think by definition, you have to tap into something deeper if you're going to really connect with people as an artist, as a musician. And so I feel like it's harder to use that as a tool for deception. So if you're looking at, you know, what destroys a language and what enriches it, you can take a look at artists' work like Bob Marley and see that they are deepening our connection and communication. And I was thinking of John Lennon, All You Need Is Love. These simple messages, it is not that complicated, and I think that it's been this ongoing struggle with power to keep us from these very simple, fundamental truths. Tupac is another one that always stands out for me just because I love hip-hop, and I feel like he was getting to a really powerful place, and power, I feel, saw that they couldn't control him, that he was too big for this world.
But what if all of us said the things that resulted in people being killed? What if every single one of us started saying specifically that we need a global fellowship of work, essentially? We need to reclaim our lives globally, and that this isn't rocket science, how to reproduce our lives. We, in fact, do that work already. The only thing that holds folks back is this belief that people have to be forced to share their gifts. I remember hearing an interview with, I'm forgetting the gentleman's name, and the host said, well, how would, if capitalism ended, say, and again, I don't think the problem is capitalism. I think that's just a word for keeping us focused on money. I believe it is, in fact, about power, and has been from day one, and that power and money are not coterminous. Anyway, he said, well, how would the mail get delivered? And the guest didn't know. This was very peculiar to me. All of us who actually do the work, we know that we are of good heart, but the pundits don't. They don't know that. For instance, during the first general strike, when I went down there before it got, that was already being undermined, but this was when there was still an encampment of the Occupy Oakland movement. And there, it was a joyous mood, except for those who were actually in that encampment and knew what we didn't know at the time, that they were being destroyed internally. Their morale was being destroyed. Anyway, there was a brother from the trades. And there was such exhilaration that day. And he said, they're talking about porta potties. I could hook them up with indoor toilets. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we want to help each other. So we have to believe that if those who lost their lives telling us that global fellowship is the way out of this, that it's our responsibility to start taking that theme up constantly. I don't think it's just up to those who die to take these risks.